The debt ceiling is not about authorizing a penny of new spending. It's about paying bills for obligations already incurred by previous Congresses. And the idea that some members of Congress have that it's an option for us to pay our bills is pretty bizarre. You pay your bills. America pays its bills. And a clean debt ceiling acknowledges that.
Now, the clean debt ceiling, I thought, was also not having any amendments or other ideas being attached to it, that it simply refers to the debt ceiling and that's it. Am I looking at that properly?
That's exactly right. What's happened is that Senator Cruz from Texas is seeing this as a tactical device to try to defund Obamacare. And he doesn't have a chance to get that done. The Senate won't do it. The president won't sign it. But what he's willing to do is literally destroy the credit rating of the United States in order to try to achieve his goal. So this has become a really divisive tactic that is quite destructive. Because at the end of the day, if America defaulted on its obligations, then the markets would react violently, and it would compel Congress to do later what it should do up front.
This isn't the first time that you've tried to coordinate the debate on this, and you actually had a letter in the past.
Yeah, it was in August of 2011, because that was the first time that the Republican conference started talking about using defaulting on America's obligations as a way to get what they wanted on other issues. And this time it's gotten much worse, because you've got a very strong Tea Party element in the House. You've got Senator Cruz, who's willing to do anything to grandstand in the Senate. And they really appear determined to do whatever it takes, if that'll, in the case of Mr. Cruz, get him some attention for the presidential campaign, and in the case of the Tea Party Republicans, maintain the illusion that they're going to be able to derail Obamacare.
We had the Tea Party in play the last time. Why have the dynamics changed so dramatically?
Well, I think two things. One is that there's presidential politics, and that's clearly the motivation for Senator Cruz. The second, in the House, there's a very willful minority who are Tea Party loyalists, and they'll do anything to try to grind government to a halt to get their way. And the person that has to make the biggest decision here is John Boehner, the Speaker. He's been adhering to this rule that he won't bring something to the floor if it takes Democratic votes to pass. I mean, we can get this done, but we've got to go back to where there's some give and take on both sides of the aisle.
What are your hopes with this letter that you and the other Democrats released?
Well, we're making it clear that this notion that you can negotiate America's full faith and credit, or its credit rating, in order to get your way on your pet issue, that's just off the table.
We have an October 17th deadline with this debt ceiling. If the Republicans still block doing something, what will we see after October 17th?
If we don't increase the debt ceiling and we go into default, it's going to create havoc in the financial markets. If there is doubt about the willingness of our country to pay its bills, it means that the treasury rate is going to go up. Anybody on a flexible rate mortgage is going to pay higher. Kids on student loans, they're going to pay higher. And the market would probably go down. That's what happened last time. So at the end of the day, the markets would revolt and result in Congress ultimately capitulating, raising the debt ceiling, but doing an immense amount of damage before the job got done. So this is just an absolutely crazy plan.
An extended conversation with Vermont's at-large representative Peter Welch is available at wamc.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.